And we have a very special guest this morning. Myself, no, I'm playing. I'm just going to brag. It's going to be Pastor Chelsea. She's going to be ministering the word this morning. This faith-filled woman. She does a great job, amen. I'm going to brag on her for a minute. But I don't know. Yeah, we never really see behind the scenes a lot of the stuff, but she does a lot of the videoing, the video announcements. She works over in the office. She runs her business, and then she's working at another place, at a cosmetology place, college, getting hours and stuff like that there to be a teacher and stuff. So she's got about 6 or 7 different things that she does, and she still makes time to study and to come minister to us. Amen. So y'all just give her a big thank you and hand clap. Amen.
Amen. Let's thank God this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful time in your presence already. Thank you, Lord, that this word will go out, and by faith we receive it. The things that you say to us this morning, and demonstrations and power following the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right. So I was looking at Pastor Brittany and Richard, and I feel like I missed the luau or something. You guys look very, yeah, I know, this whole front row, it's very... Yeah, so they just got back from vacation, so hopefully you guys had a good time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Are you guys doing good this morning? Yes. All right. So I'm going to start out with a little story. Let's turn to Genesis 14 in your Bible this morning, and we'll just kind of park it here, and I'm just going to kind of give you a little bit of background. The story begins with an account of an ancient war. It's an international incident. It's a familiar story of oppression by a coalition of stronger powers. In this case, there were 4 foreign kings from the east, and they marched against 5 local kings. Now, for 12 years, these local kings had been very diligent paying their tribute to these foreign entities. For some reason, they chose to withhold their tribute, and the foreign kings were not about to let that happen. So, the foreign king's goal was to conquer the 5 southern cities. And it's around the place of the Dead Sea. On their way, they pillaged through, destroying all the tribes and conquering everybody as they marched through. This was kind of a good military plan because they didn't want any attacks from the rear or anything else, so they just pillaged through, destroying everything in their way. And it was very successful. After eliminating all the neighboring people who might stand in their way, the 4 foreign kings turned their full attention to the rebellious 5 cities. There's no mention of the battle itself and how it took place, but that this one thing we know, that the king of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and as they fled, them and their men, there was victory that was completed by these 4 kings. The invaders seized all the wealth from Sodom and Gomorrah and all those 5 cities. They needed all the needs and provisions, and then they went on their way. They took a prisoner of war that day. His name was Lot, and all the goods that he had and all of his possessions and his family. During the siege, everyone escaped and fled, except one person who had an amazing idea. He had an idea. Well, he heard that Lot had an uncle. So his idea was to go and run and find Lot's uncle. This was a great and powerful man that God had exceedingly blessed, and his name was Abram. And I might interchange that with Abraham, but actually in the story in Genesis 14, he's still Abram. But I might switch that up a little bit. Up until now, Abram had no involvement of what was going on, and he did not want any involvement of what was going on. He lived in Hebron. He was outside the territories in question and would have had no need to intervene. But now, when he heard that Lot and his family was captured, the situation became personal. It's no longer just a neighboring war that was happening. Abram still considered Lot part of his family. Abraham knew it was his responsibility to go and help. Now raise a hand if you have a family member in your life or a coworker or a friend that you're like, they're always doing something. Where they need to, they're calling you, they need help, they're doing something. Raise your other hand if it's like the person you're sitting next to. No. So, but that's how Lot was. Lot was always getting in trouble. He did not honor the things of the Lord. He went the opposite direction of what he knew that the Lord was telling him to do. Abraham went one way, he went the other way. So let's go down to Genesis 14:14, and this is where I want to start this morning. Genesis 14:14, and when Abraham heard, oh, there we go. And when Abram heard that his brother, which we know as Ken, it's actually his nephew, was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he delivered himself against them. Oh, and he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods. Say all the goods. And he also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Now mind you, and I did research a little bit, these four kings, and they didn't know exactly all four of them, but they knew it was Persia, and they knew it was the Chaldees. So these are pretty major kings, these four, that went against these five, which was Sodom, Gomorrah, and the others around them, and you can look that up in the Bible. But these are some major things. Now Abraham, with his 318, pursued them. God gave him a battle plan of how to divide himself and his servants and then to attack by night. Amen? And then he brought back all the goods. So all of those pillaging through all the way up to the five cities, those whole five cities, and then everything that those four kings had on them, Abraham took it all, got the people back, got the women back. Amen? Now, Abraham, and for some reason we have this in our head, Abraham is not a wandering nomad from moving from one watering hole to another watering hole. That is not Abraham. And why do we have that in our head? I don't know. But that's not what it was. He is a great commander of his tribe and his people, ready to engage in deadly warfare, taking on four kings that just defeated five others on behalf of his crazy nephew, okay? Who was always doing something he was not supposed to be doing. All right, one commentary says, he drew out his trained servants, not only instructed in the art of war, but instructed in the principles of God Almighty. Hallelujah. That should be our family. Amen. For Abram commanded his household to keep the way of the Lord. Let's go over to Genesis 18, 17. Genesis 18, 17. I'm just giving you a little bit of a backstory, and then we're going to get into it this morning. Hallelujah. It's good. Genesis 18, 17. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, and that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken. Hallelujah. That's what we need to be doing in our own families. Amen. And that's what people should be saying about us. Hallelujah. All right, here's the question this morning. This is what I want to get to. When did Abraham train his servants to fight? All right. Okay. When did Abraham make the weapons that he armed his trained servants with? Obviously, it had to be before this whole situation, because time is of the essence. So here is the question for us this morning. Are you battle ready? Is our family battle ready. And I'm looking at Tiana because we had this conversation on the phone. It's so good. She had just come back from a youth camp, and we're talking about it and stuff. And she's like, yeah, it's just God's telling me, you know, be battle ready. And we're like, yeah. And then we're both on the phone. We're both excited. And I know it's, yeah, we're like, oh, yeah, I'm just so charged up right now. So it was good. But no, that's how it should be when we talk to other believers on the phone, talking about stuff, that what the Lord is saying in our life. And, you know, it just gets us excited for the things of the Lord. And so we went to kids camp. And I do want to say, is Bobby in here still, or did he go back to the back? Oh, okay, Bobby, I'm talking about you. All right. Okay, so went to kids camp, and really awesome time. It's so much fun to be a kids leader because you just get to be a kid yourself. So, all right, so let me give you the situation. At dinner time, there's a dining hall, and then there's two long lines, and then we have all of our kids kind of with us, and for some reason we got there first, so we're the first ones by the door. So I'm out there, and we have all the kids. We have about 8 kids with us, and so Bobby was there, and Ireland was there, and Zoe, and we have the rest of the kids. Okay, well, then there's this other church that starts lining up, right? Well, the theme for camp this year was the 90s. All right, you know, when you're getting older, when they actually start doing themed camps, and so it was the 90s. All right. So this little boy came up, this little boy came up, and he had a sweatband on his head, right? Like he's a basketball player or something. He's only about this tall. And he had sweatbands on his wrist and on his knees. Well, he thought he was big and bad, all right? He was wanting to fight somebody. Now, he was smiley, he was playing around and stuff, but he was like just kind of revved up and wanted to fight somebody. So they had a group of boys right behind our church. Of girls, and Bobby was there, and Dominic was there, and so anyways, right behind them, there's this group of boys that came up, and this one kid that had all this stuff on. So him and Bobby started talking, started messing around. Well, then there was a little push, and then, so Bobby, he was good, kept the peace, he did okay. And then there's another, you know, playing around, then there was another little push, a little words exchanged. Bobby did good. He kept the peace. You could tell it was a little harder that time. All right? And then there was another little something that happened. And then you could tell. You can just tell on his face. Yeah. Try it again and see what happens. You know? You could tell that battle ready was on him right then, you know? And he did really good. But you could tell, okay, if this gets any, okay, this is going to be going down. Try it again and see what happens, all right? Also, so there's a lot of chaos, a lot of noise right there in that line. So that just happened. So Heather and I usually went inside the dining hall, and we would set up the table for the kids. So we went and did that. Pastor Clinton came out, and he stood where I was standing. Well, the same kid was still kind of messing with it. I had kind of prepped him, like, keep an eye on that kid. You know, he's like, okay. Well, then the same kid looked over at Ireland because he knew not to mess with Bobby anymore. I think he saw the little twinkle in Bobby's eye also. So he didn't mess with it. So he turned over to Ireland because Ireland was like the next closest person. And he said he wanted to fight Ireland. He told Ireland this. Well, Ireland's standing right next to her dad, and she's like, and so then Clinton had said, and I love this, Clinton had said, and I didn't hear it, but he told me afterwards. He had said, okay, first of all, we don't hit girls. Second of all, she's my daughter. So, and that stopped that situation. But I love that. And as you know, just being women of God, we can hear God saying to us, she's my daughter. That's not happening. Amen. And then the men of God, they can be saying, try it again, see what happens. Stepping up. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Ephesians 6:10. My mom had just recently preached on this, and it was so good. Ephesians 6:10. We definitely know this passage of Scripture here at this church. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. And we already sang about that this morning. It was so good. Hallelujah. So the question is, are you battle ready? All right, so I do have someone that I want to call up. Is Reed McNally here? Come on up, Reed. I have a question for you. Reed has been, how long were you in, let's get him a microphone. Maybe if someone can grab him a microphone, please. Sorry. We didn't think of that through, so I would have had one handy. How long had you been in the force? He was a police officer.
White one.
We have whites.
22 years.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in court. Like I should read.
All right, so you were on the force for 22 years, and we were talking at kids camp, because Reed was also there at kids camp, and we were kind of talking about some different things, and I was like, yeah, you know, the Lord's been kind of stirring up in me and being battle ready, and I'm like, what are your thoughts on being battle ready since you were, you know, on the force and in the police force and stuff? What was that? So we started talking a little bit, and I just want him to share a little bit with some different things that we had talked about. So can you do that for us this morning?
Sure. So one of the things we talked about, but what we were talking about is preparation and knowing, if you can allow me to use that word, enemy, to know what your enemy looks like and who your enemy is. To prepare to serve a search warrant or an arrest warrant, there's a big packet that gets done. And there's briefings beforehand, and we know where we're going, what the house looks like, how we're going to drive them, who we're going after, what they look like, what they drive, who they hang out with, what they drive, if there's dogs in the house, if there's kids in the house, if they keep the front door locked, everything that we could possibly know about where we're going and what we're going to do, we try to know it beforehand. Because we don't like surprises.
Yeah.
When you get there, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
So when you transfer that into the spiritual world, right, you got to know who your enemy is. Well, the Bible already tells us that. If you guys could put up 1 Peter 5:8, right, it gives us a picture of what our enemy is. The Bible says he walks around as a roaring lion, right, seeking whom he may devour. Well, I got to thinking about that one morning, and the may really means who he has permission to devour. So you can think of it up in heaven, God's going, nope, don't touch that one, he's mine. So we have to have permission. Now we can allow some permission in our lives by things that we're looking at, things that we watch, those type of things are activities.
Yeah.
But yeah, God's up there saying that one's mine.
Yes.
Okay? He's got three jobs, John 10:10. Right? What's the three things he can do? Kill, steal, and destroy. So you gotta know your enemy, and you gotta know his tactics, right?
Yeah.
So he's got those three things. Everything's gotta line up what he's doing into that. I love the King James version of Ephesians 6:11, where it says the wiles.
Wow.
I don't know, scheme sounds cool. Wiles just sounds better to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you see something popping up in your life, right, and it falls into one of those kill, steal, or destroy, you automatically know where it's coming from. It's love of God. Take authority over it, which
Amen.
I think is probably 0.3 or 0.4.
Yes.
Right? And I won't get into that, but if you take authority over it, cast it down.
Amen.
Okay,
hallelujah. Yes, thank you so much. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. We'll just keep that handy. Let's just put that right there. Yep. Hallelujah. And then also, being a former police officer, he knew his authority. Amen. He was sealed with a badge, but we are sealed with the blood. Amen. Glory to God that we are fruit of an empty tomb. Sometimes we need to know what we are too. That kind of goes hand in hand of what we were saying. Yes, you have to know the enemy, but we have to know who we are. Hallelujah. We are fruit from an empty tomb. We are product from the upper room. Glory to God. We are forgiven, freed. We are favored. We're chosen. We're warriors. We're worshipers. We're world changers. We're history makers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Joshua 5:13. Yes, we have to know the enemy. And I just have to tell you, we already know the devil's tricks. It's all written in the Bible. We already know it. It's not a big surprise. when Satan tries to attack you or your family or finances or your health or whatever the situation may be, we already know. We already know this is an attack from Satan. We stand up against it. We have the word of God. We don't fall for it. Amen. Joshua 5:13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man who stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him. He's not scared. Amen. Went to him and said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries? Are you for me or against me?" Anything that comes into our life that we are saying, we are taking it captive. We're taking those thoughts, those reasonings captive in what's coming through to our head. And spiritually, we're taking those things captive. And it's like, is this for me or against me? Is this stealing, killing, and destroying? Or is this God blessing me through this? And those are the things that we have to ask. Let's go back to Ephesians 6:13. Amen. Are you for me or against me? We know our enemy. We are battle ready. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can I hear if you guys are battle ready this morning? Are we battle ready? Okay, hallelujah. The next thing we're going to talk about is practicing. Now, we saw this in our text earlier with Abraham arming his trained servants. So they have already been practicing. It was trained servants. They were trained in the art of war. He already trained them up. So we have to train. We have to practice. We have to have that muscle memory to be able, when something comes up, we can speak the word of God over it right then and there. We don't have to fall for it. We don't have to have our emotions all upside down. We don't even have to go there. And then I have another special person, if you can come up, my husband, Ricky Edwards, and he's going to talk about this also. That's right over there. Sorry. We're talking about muscle memory, practicing, training.
Well, it's the actual Delta.
body knew automatically, the gun or something goes off, we're making decisions, we're moving, we're going through our target, we're not staying here.
Yes, that is so good. That is so good. And in spiritually, that's how we have to be. When something happens, we automatically have the word coming up out of us. We automatically know those scriptures, and it's just second nature at that point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. The next thing is the fight. There is going to be a fight. There is going to be a fight. There is going to be battles in life that we're going to have to stand up against. 1 Timothy 6:12. There is a time to fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. And I have it in Amplified, in the conflict with evil, take hold of eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses. It says, fight the good fight of faith. There is a fight. There is faith. There is a good fight. That means we come out winners, right? A good fight means we won. And I have to let you know, when light stands next to darkness, light wins every time. If we were, and Ricky did this illustration, but we had turned off the lights and we had then turned them on, darkness leaves. It's just something natural. And that's also in our spiritual life. When something happens, we are speaking that word. And sometimes it is, you're going back and forth in your bedroom and you're just saying that word just to even get control of your emotions and of your head and your thoughts, because if anything else comes out of your mouth, it's not going to be good. But we just say that scripture over and we just pray in the spirit until you get control of, there's a scripture that says possess your soul. And there's a time to say, you know, say your name, say, Chelsea, possess your soul right here, because you know, you don't want to lose it. You don't. You just, you're taking that and you're saying, no, I am not going to have the devil mess with my emotions, mess with my head right now, mess with this situation. I'm not going to have my mouth mess this up for me. And then we start speaking the word. Amen. We are battle ready. Hallelujah. And people are going to hear you. People are going to hear you. They're going to see you. Also, I want to say, now listen to this. Complacency always leads to captivity. Complacency always leads to captivity. We see this throughout the Bible. We see this in this the text earlier with Lot. He was complacent about the things that were going on in his city. He was complacent about how he raised his family. He was complacent about the things of the Lord in his own life. Complacency always leads to captivity. If you are not stepping forward, if you're not fighting back each time something comes against you, that's accepting it, that's being complacent with it, and it's not only just staying there, that means Satan's taking dominion of things. He's taking your property. He's taking your things, and it might feel like you're standing there, but you're actually losing ground. So we're not like this in this place, amen? Hallelujah. We are not complacent, hallelujah. We're fighting back, taking those things that God has given us. All right, I do have a little story. There was an older woman that lived in Chicago, and she came to her pastor. And she started to describe that the gang members, she was kind of, you know, on the bad side of town. But know what? When the gang members, they were moving in, the drug dealers, they were moving in. And she went to her pastor about this. And it was getting really bad. God gave them an idea. The pastor told her to get a bottle of oil. And they prayed. And he gave her instructions. The next day, she was in the middle of her street. People watching her. People hearing her. With that bottle of oil. She opened up that bottle of oil and started praying. And she started pouring that bottle of oil down that street, praying the word of God over that street. You can only imagine, maybe someone came up to her and was saying, "Old Lady Margaret, what are you doing? I'm taking back my neighborhood. I'm kicking the drug dealers out. I'm kicking these gangbangers out. Either you're for me or against me." Amen? If you can't help, If you can't help pray, then get out of the way. Amen. That's sometimes that we have to say to other people and some family members too. If you cannot be believing with me, then you just don't say anything. Just get out of the way, because this is what I'm believing God for, and this is what's going to happen, and we're taking back those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Because for every Pharaoh, there is a Moses. For every Goliath, there is a David. For every Nebuchadnezzar, there is a Daniel. For every Jezebel, there is an Elijah. For every devil that tries to rise up against you, hallelujah, against me, the Holy Spirit and power will raise up and defeat the enemy. Are we battle ready this morning? Are we battle ready this morning? Hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands. Let's just give God the praise right now. Yes, Lord, that this group of believers, we are battle ready for the things that the devil's going to try to throw at us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that we are taking back our family. We are taking back our neighborhoods. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give in. We're going to receive the promises of God. Because your family depends on it. Your health depends on it. Their health depends on it. Our city depends on it. Our nation depends on it. Our life depends on it. The spiritual eternity of your family and your friends and your neighbors depend on it. So Satan can't have them. He's not going to prevail. Hallelujah. We're stepping up. That was the word for the men yesterday, was stepping up. Hallelujah. Who was in that service yesterday for the men's meeting? I heard it was really good. So hallelujah. Stepping up. So hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's not like we're trying to work our way to heaven or somehow do some kind of works. And there's never enough works that God can do that you can somehow work your way to heaven or be a good enough person that can work your way to heaven, because that's not how it works. And you might clean up a little bit. You're like, well, I feel like I need to be going to church, or someone invited me to church, but somehow I want to stop, you know, try to stop cussing, or somehow, you know, you're trying to shake some old things off, or, you know, things like that. But what you can't shake off, the blood of Jesus has to wash off. So you can't come to the word, the blood of Jesus like that. You can't come into church like that. You can't come to be a believer like that. It's you have to surrender yourself to the love of Jesus and what he has for your life, and he's going to wash it off. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's stand to our feet. Amen. We're going to do a battle cry. We did that a little bit this morning during worship, but we're going to do a battle cry. We're going to think about the things that's going on in our life right now. We're going to think about those family members. One might be acting like Lot. One might be going the other direction. We're going to be thinking about those family members, maybe your children, maybe your grandchildren, maybe that special person at work, maybe the situation at work, maybe financial problems, maybe there's sickness and disease in your body. And know what? I'm going to have the praise and worship team get to the stage, please. We're going to start taking those things back. We're going to do a battle cry this morning. Hallelujah. And I think we're going to go back to the song Fight My Battles, because I believe there's an anointing on that this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for this word. Thank you that we will be battle ready, that we will get into the word. And Lord, search us now. The scripture says, search me, O Lord. Show me those things that I need to start getting right, that I personally need to get into the word more, that I need to be watching what I'm saying, that I need to be showing more love, that I need to be stop gossiping or whatever. But Lord, search me. That is our prayer this morning. Search us, God. Search us, God. Show us, Father God, what we need to be doing to stop being complacent, to start stepping up in the things of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, amen. So, on the count of three, let's say together as a church, and let's take a stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. And we're going to say hallelujah. That means let God be praised. If you were, it was Pastor Clinton this morning, where he had said one thing that I loved, of how stop talking about your mountain to God, but start talking to your mountain about God. Did I say that right? It was flip-flopped. Okay. So hallelujah. So we're going to do that. We're going to say hallelujah together, and we're going to tell that mountain in our life, glory to God. We're going to say to that mountain, hallelujah, let God be praised. So I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to give our best battle shout. Amen? One, two, three. Hallelujah! Woo! Let God be praised. Hallelujah! 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 Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Amen! 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 We're going to sing this one time through. We're going to sing this song one time through and just declare your victory this morning. We're going to declare our victory. Amen! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen!
I'm surrounded by you, yeah. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Jesus. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. Yes, it is. This is how I fight my battle. We are battle ready. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles, yeah. Fight my battles, oh. This is how I fight my battles, yeah. This is how I fight my battles, oh. Fight my, yeah. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Jesus. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yes, we are. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Okay, so this song is still going. We're going to go through it one more time. But what I want you to do is, sometimes you need to change your position. You might be fighting for something right now, but you need to change your position. Okay, youth, when you go up to camp, you're all right here. We worship right here. Maybe you need to step up. Maybe you've never raised your hands in church while you're worshiping. Maybe you need to do that. Something needs to change right now, though. You need to change your position to get that breakthrough. That's what I'm hearing from the Lord. Change your position to get that breakthrough. Okay? It's not about what God can do, but what we need to do to change our position to get what God can do for us. So let's change our position right now. If that means raise your hands for the first time, if that means coming right up here, worshiping like the youth do, change your position.
All right, hallelujah. Let's do that, church. Let's do that. Glory, glory, glory. If you need to come up to the front, if you need to raise your hands, whatever you needed to do to combat that enemy, hallelujah, to change our position, receive it by faith right now in the name of Jesus. Yes.
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by every time. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Jesus. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yes, we are. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles, yes. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Yes, it is. Fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Hallelujah. I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. Yes, we are. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded. surrounded and I'm surrounded by. Hallelujah. Let's do one more battle cry this morning. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. We're taking back those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful time in the Lord this morning. Glory to God. So you can be dismissed. If you want to keep on worshiping with us, usually the worship team stands here for a little bit and worships. Let God have his full work in you this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let's just sing this again. Worship team, glory to God. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Jesus. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yes, we are. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.